Today's daf is Nida Daf Ches. We are holding on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. We're a few lines from the bottom of the page on Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara had said in the second wide line that Amar Shmuel Halacha K'Rabbi Eliezer Ba'arba, that there are four cases in Shas where we pass like Rabbi Eliezer, even though Rabbi Eliezer Shemutehu, which the Gemara says right here, this is the primary place where we discuss the notion that Rabbi Eliezer is Shemute, and we have the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos what that means, that Rabbi Eliezer Shemute, either that he's from the Talmidim of the Beis Shammai, or that he was put in Cherem. Right? Rashi says he was put in Cherem, and Tosfos says that he was from the Talmidim of the Beis Shammai. So even though we generally say Rabbi Eliezer Shemutehu, there are four places that we do paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. So says the Gemara now. Let's pick it up. So we went through all four cases, and we went through how the paskin, how we see that we paskin Rabbi Eliezer in each of those four cases. So says Gemara, Maika Mashmuel and Shmuel, three lines on the bottom. What's the big chiddush of Shmuel to tell me that we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer in these four cases? Bekulu tran hilchsa. In each of these four cases, it actually says explicitly that it's hilchsa kaveseid Rabbi Eliezer, that the halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer. So why do I need Shmuel to tell me that there are four cases where we follow like Rabbi Eliezer? What did he do? He did the arithmetic to add 1 + 1 + 1 + 1. What did he already teach me? Bekulu tran hilchsa. So v'chite. Now maybe you'll tell me that the fourth case where we say we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, it did not say explicitly that we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. So that's the one that Shmuel is teaching me. The case of achorei kelim, of something that tumah that touches the back of a kli. So v'leima halachah Rabbi Eliezer ba'achorei kelim. So if that's the case, then all Shmuel is teaching me is that we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer in one case. The other three, it says so explicitly. So if Shmuel wanted to teach this to me much more directly and much more clearly, all he needed to say is that we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer ba'achorei kelim. No, it must be this is his chiddush. She'ein lemeidin halacha mipi talmud. By telling me that we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer in four cases, he's also telling me that having seen that it says halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer in three of those four cases, does nothing to determine whether the halacha is in fact like Rabbi Eliezer. The fact that it happens to say halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer is not a determinant in what the halacha is actually going to be. We are ein lemeidin halacha mipi talmud. Rashi points out, me the itzrich lememelu halacha shema mino de ein lemeidin halacha mipi talmud. From the fact that Shmuel felt the need to tell me that halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, he's telling me not to derive a halacha based on the Talmud. Mitocha mishno b'risa sheshnuy ben halacha kaploni. What's Talmud? Talmud normally we assume is Gemara. So Rashi goes a whole arichus over here. Why we call this ein lemeidin halacha mipi talmud? It should have said ein lemeidin halacha mipi mishnah. All of these are mishnayos where the mishnayos conclude that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. So he said, no, the mitocha mishno b'risa sheshnuy ben halacha kaploni ein lemeid mehen. It means from these mishnayos b'risas. Why do we call them mipi talmud? Shamoroi ma'achronim diktuku b'tarmei hatanoim ve'amidu halacha al burya. That typically speaking, the Amoraim, the later generations, the Amoraim analyzed the mishnayos, discussed the mishnayos, and figured out what the halacha is. Aval rishonim lo diktuku ish b'dibrei chavero el kol echad ma sheshamim merabo melamdo talmido shmua kemo shehi. That typically the Tanoim did not pay careful attention to try to study the shitos of the other Tanoim. Their primary job was to pass on their Mesorah, whatever they got, from their Rebbeim. V'hiyais and Nikris Mishnah Braisa, and that's what we call Mishnah and Braisa. Each of the Tanoim reporting with their personal Mesorah. V'hinos in Libo lasis tam l'shmuaso, v'nes zenos in tam l'dvar, v'zenos in batamacher, k'damar ligmar in ishvahadu lizbar. Va'osu svara is in Nikris Talmud, so in the days of the Tanaim, what was referred to as Talmud was when the Tana would try to justify his own Mesorah, his own Rebbe's Shita. That was called Talmud. That's not what we call Talmud. We call Talmud analyzing the different opinions of the Tanaim, showing the relative strengths and weaknesses of one Shita over another. That's our Talmud. U'mishnah sheshnuy b'psak halacha misvaras Talmud shalahen nishnus v'ein lemeidin emenah. So when we say that ein lemeidin halacha be Talmud, we mean with what they used to call Talmud, not with what we used to call Talmud. That ain't the Maiden Halacha from what the Tanoim consider to be Talmud, which is their own justifications and explanations of their own personal Masoras, but not what we call Talmud. So that, but either way, that's what Shmuel's trying to tell me, that Ein Lamedin Halacha Mipi Talmud, that we cannot derive Halacha just because a Mishnah or a Braisa tells us that the Halacha is in fact that way. The Rashba writes that Korvan Ilomar, that we don't say Ein Lamedin, except for a place where they say a Halacha against the Klal Ha'amur B'Gemara. Meaning, for instance, when we say Halacha Kiploni, when we say Halacha is like a certain Yachid against the Rabbim, or Halacha Rabbi Eliezer against Rabbi Yeshua. That's where Shmuel is teaching me, then in the Medina Halacha Mipi Talmud. But if the actual Mishnah says a Halacha that fits very nicely with the rules of Klalei HaPsak that we generally have throughout Shas, so says the Rashba, then of course we can learn Halacha Mipi Talmud. Why would we say that Halacha would be incorrect? The only time we're limited and we say Ein Lamedin Halacha Mipi Talmud is where it's there's reason to assume that the Halacha should not be that way, because the Halacha in the Talmud is against our Klalei HaPsak. The Marsha asks, wait a second, what's the big Chiddush of Shmuel? It's a Beferish of Braisa in Baba Basra that Ein Lamedin Halacha Mipi Talmud. In Baba Basra Daf Kuflamed, it says Beferish in a Braisa this way, Shmuel's an Amora. What's Shmuel teaching me that I don't already know from the Braisa that Ein Lamedin Halacha Mipi Talmud? So the Aruch Lenerez Metares that the Braisa over there does not mean the same thing that Shmuel means over here. The Braisa over there means that we don't learn Halacha Lemaisa from what someone says in a shir derech limudo. If a rabbi happens to be speaking about an Indian, a sugya in Shas, and he mentions something so the halacha would come out this way or that way, so we don't derive that that's actually what we're supposed to do. That's what the Gemara is talking about in Basra. Shmuel over here is talking about when a Mishnah actually tells us the halacha is a certain way, that we should not derive the halacha from that. Two totally different topics, having nothing to do with each other. It's just the same terminology. A lot of times you have that in Shas. You have the same terminology in different places mean completely different things. The classic example we always give, Rav Shachter used to always point out, is chazaka. That the word chazaka means five or six different things throughout all of Shas, even though it's the same word. Sometimes you have like that. Sometimes you have two things that mean exactly the same thing, but they use different words. They use different terminology to mean exactly the same thing. That's one teretz, the Aruch Lenerer. The Amtachas Binyamin is metaritz that this klal of Ein Lamedin Halacha Mipi Talmud, even though it's a brisa, maybe it wasn't so well known to the Amoraim, and that's why Shmuel had to teach it to us, meaning a much more balabatisha type of teretz, says the Amtachas Binyamin. Shmuel says it because who says Shmuel knew every brisa? A lot of the, if it was a Mishnah, you'd have a kasha, but it's a brisa. Not all the Amoraim were so well versed in all of the prices. Okay, so that's why that's what Shmuel must have been coming to teach me, that we don't learn Halacha Mipi Talmud, and that's why Shmuel had to tell me that we follow Rabbi Eliezer in these four cases, even though typically we don't follow Rabbi Eliezer. So bottom line is Zayin on Beis. Now Vesuleka, is there really no other cases where we follow the Shitas Rabbi Eliezer? Vayika Ditnan Rabbi Eliezer Omer Melamdin Esaktana Shetimayin Bo. But we could think of another case where we do Paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that if you have two brothers that are married to two sisters, and one of the sisters is a katana, and one of the sisters is a gedola, so the halacha is by a katana, if her father did not give her over for kiddushin, she doesn't have kiddushin da'oraisa. So let's say one of them was married to the katana, and her father did not give her over to kiddushin. Her mother, her brother, gave her over for kiddushin. So her kiddushin is only kiddushin midrabanan, and she can do what's called miyun. When she becomes a gedola, she has the right to say, I'm not interested in this marriage, I want to walk away from this marriage. And it's ki'ilu, they were never married, right? The marriage is not binding at all. So what if you have these two brothers married to two sisters? The older brother, the brother married to the sister that's a gedola, dies. Now there's a din of yibum midaraisa. His brother has to do yibum or chalitza with the older sister. But there's only one problem. She's the sister of his wife, right? So, but is she really his wife? She's not really his wife. She's only his wife mitir rabbanon. So, what do we do in this kind of situation? So, Rabbi Elazar says we teach the katana, the one who's married to the surviving brother, to do miyun, to reject the marriage, and by rejecting the marriage, she frees up her mitir rabbanon husband to do yibum or chalitza with her sister. Vam Rabbi Domer Shmuel halach Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Domer Shmuel says beferish that we pass like Rabbi Eliezer. So here's a fifth place that we pass like Rabbi Eliezer, not just the four that we mentioned yesterday. So there's the Gemara ki Amar Shmuel halach Rabbi Eliezer bedalid b'seid the taros. No, when we said that the halach is like Rabbi Eliezer only in four cases, we mean only in four cases in seid the taros that we pass like Rabbi Eliezer. But outside of seid the taros, of course, there may be some other scattered examples of cases where we pass like Rabbi Eliezer. B'shar sedar mikatuva, there may be several others. V'achinam mistaver, and it's mistaver to say that outside of Seder Taros that there may be more cases where we're going to pass on like Rabbi Eliezer. Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah as follows. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, af haroda v'nosin l'sal, hasal mitzarfon l'chala. That if a person takes dough off of the oven, the way they used to make bread is not the way we make it, where they form it into loaves and put it inside of a box oven. The way their ovens were formed were like a cylinder, and they would wrap the dough around the outside of it, and the fire would heat up the cylinder from the inside. So what they would do, there was a malacha that was called radias hapas. It was a whole job of removing the dough from being attached to the cylinder after you make it into challah. So if you roll the pas and you put it into a basket, the basket itself is mitzaref, the pas, for challah, for the chiv of challah. Meaning, typically speaking, you need a shear to be chayiv in challah. So whatever that shear is, mem gimel beitzim, whatever, let's say 5 pounds of flour that you use to be mechayiv in challah. Let's say you never needed 5 pounds of flour at one time. You needed a pound here, a pound there. Five different little doughs you made for challah, but there's no mitzvah for freshes challah on 1 pound doughs. They were never mitzuref. They were never put together in one location. If they were never put together, there never was a chiyuv challah. So what's the latest point where they could still be put together and create and generate a chiyuv challah? So if you take them all out of the oven and put them all in the same basket, so putting them all in the same basket is mitzarif them, and that generates a chiyuv hafreshes challah, even if the bishas lisha, they weren't together. The sal is mitzar from the chala. So that is a statement of Rabbi Eliezer. V'am Rabbi Domer Shmuel, halacha, ka Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Domer Shmuel says beferish that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. In that case, this is a sixth case now where we're passing like Rabbi Eliezer. So shema mina. So what you see is that when Rabbi Domer Shmuel said that it's only four cases that we pass like Rabbi Eliezer, he meant four in Seder Taros. But there are, in fact, other examples outside of Seder Taros. Now, why is it that the sal is mitzar from the chala, that the basket works to be mitzar from the chala? So the Rif in Maseches Pesachim writes that it's mefurish in the Brisa. We learned Siruf Sal from the pasuk of V'haya ba'ach lechem mi lechem haaretz chala tarimu. So what does that mean? How does that pasuk show me that there's a din of Siruf Sal? So the Ran explains that in this pasuk we see that sometimes something's not going to be chayiv in chala adshu nasa lechem, until it's already lechem. When is that? When is it already lechem? When does it go from being a dough to being a bread? At the shasra diyas hapas, when you take it off of the oven. So since you need a shear at that time, so it has to be that something's mitzarefit, so that must be a reference to tsiruf sal. That must be a reference to the fact that the basket itself could be mitzarefit. It's interesting, Rashi over here, Rashi's lashon is that the sal is mitzaref kisharodon min hatanur, when you take it down from the oven. So the Netziv is medayik, the Merami Sada, Netziv and Merami Sada is medayik, that Rashi holds that Tziruf Sal only helps if you take it straight from the oven and put it directly into a basket, because that's still considered the Gemara Lechem, while the bread is still cooling from the heat of the oven. But if you were to take it down from the oven, let it cool off separately, and then at some later point put it together in the same basket, that would not be mitzarif for the shir challah. That's how the Netziv is medayik from Rashi. And there are several Rishonim, the Meiri quotes the Yesh Mefarshim, the Ritvam Pesachim Daf Mem Chesam Beis, the Chinuch quotes a day like this in Mitzvah Shin Pei Hei, that if it's dafka, if you take it straight after the afiyah into a Beis Kibul, but not every other tziruf afterwards is going to be considered a tziruf for challah. On the flip side, the Arzarua Aleph, Reish Chavav, is medayik from the fact that it says Haroda v'nosan l'sal, and it doesn't say Haroda l'sal. Haroda v'nosan l'sal. Sounds like you take it off, and then at some later point, you put it into the basket. So he's medayik the opposite of what Rashi holds, of what all these other Rishonim hold. That even if you put it into your basket later on, that would still be mitzarif in challah. Okay, that's the diuk everyone makes or they try to make in Rashi and then from this Braisa, try to see if we could figure out whether you're allowed to have any sort of delay between the Radiyas Hapas and putting it in the basket. So what happened over here? We originally said Rabbi Dovr Shmuel said there are four cases where we pass on like Rabbi Eliezer. We said, oh yeah, but isn't there a fifth case about Miyun for the Yevamis case, the two brothers, two sisters? No, that was outside of Seder Taros. The proof that there are other cases outside of Seder Taros where we pass on like Rabbi Eliezer is Roda Lasal. Well, is the case of challah. So, frek the Gemara, how do we prove that there are more cases outside of Seder Taros from the case of challah, and that therefore proves that the case of miyun must be just another case outside of Seder Taros? Why is the case of challah any more of a proof than the case of miyun itself? Meaning, both of these are just examples of cases outside of Seder Taros. We're passing like Rabbi Eliezer. How could we prove anything from the case of challah that as if it's a stronger raya than the case of miyun itself, than the case of Yevamis itself? So says Gemara, Mishum Dekai Rabbi Eliezer Kavasei. No, because Rabbi Eliezer holds that way. Ditan Rabbi Eliezer Omer Melanda Nesek Tanish Etamayin Bal. Meaning, in the case of Yevamis, it could be that it's not the greatest raya that we're passing like Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Elazar also holds that way, so maybe we're paskening that way because we're paskening like Rabbi Elazar. So that's not a raya that we would paskening like Rabbi Eliezer in select cases throughout Shas outside of Seder Taros. But the case of challah, where no one else says it, it's only Rabbi Eliezer who says it, so that's a raya that it must be that outside of Seder Taros there are select cases where we paskening like Rabbi Eliezer. So frankly, tomorrow, Mikai, does Rabbi Elazar really hold like Rabbi Eliezer in the case of the miyun of the two brothers and two sisters? If when we get to that sugi and yivamis and daf kofi ralf, we're going to see that when even though Rabbi Elazar says the same words, he's talking about an entirely different case. And in fact, that has nothing to do with Rabbi Eliezer's case of the two brothers and the two sisters, and the one of the sisters a gedola, one of them a katana, etc. Nothing to do with that case. So how can you say that Rabbi Elazar is necessarily paskening like Rabbi Eliezer? He's talking about an entirely different case. No, it must be because Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Detanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, hey dvarim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was made five things. What does it mean he was made? That's a giveaway that this mission is in Maseches Edios. Maseches Edios, all of the Tanayim. It's not the Tanayim and Edios were never Omer. They didn't say anything. They were made. It was all Edos. Why is it called Eduyos? Why is it called Edos? Because what happened was that on the day that they all got together, all Chacham got together in Yavne, what the Tanayim called Kerem B'Yavne, because they sat Shuros Kikerem. They sat in rows like a vineyard. So there was a concern that a significant number of halachas and Torah Shebal Peh were going to be lost, so they just said, okay, whoever has a halacha that they think other people may not be familiar with, come and be made that you know this halacha and that you have such a mesora. And that's what Masechta Seiduyos, if you ever learn Masechta Seiduyos, it's completely, there's no topic to the Masechta. It starts with the first Mishnah Nida, right? The Dayashaita, Meisleis, it starts with that and goes from Taras to Kachim, Nezike, all over Shas. It's like a Shas Katan. It has just random Eduyos of different people. So in Masechta Eduyos, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, hey Devarim, he was made five things. There were five things he had been Masorah that he thought others maybe didn't. Number one, Shemiman Mesakatanos, that we teach young girls, the Katanos, who are not, whose Kiddushin is only Drabanan, to do Miyun. Number two, Vishamasiyan Asi Ishal Pied Echad, that if a woman wants to get remarried because she claims her husband is dead, all we need is one aid that her husband is dead, even though normally in Dover Shavierva, Pachos Mishnayim, we would not allow anything in the world of marriage divorce to take place without two Aidim. But this is an exception to allow a woman to get remarried, not to be an aguna. We allow even a single aid that her husband died. Vishaniskal Tarnugal Biyushalayim al Shargas Nefesh. His third aidus was that there was once a Tarnugal in Yerushalayim that killed somebody, and as a result of that, they killed that Tarnugal. The Alyayin Ben Mem Yom Shenisnaseh al Gabi Mizbech. He was also made that wine that's 40 days old can be used for Nisuch on the Mizbech. Rashi writes, Pachs Mem Yom is possible because it's considered Yayin Megiso, it's considered grape juice. The reason Yayin Megiso is possible, Rashi points out in the Sechas Brachas and Daf Chav Zayin, is because up until Mem Yom, it's not Nesach Shechar, it's not Meshaker. So only once it's Meshaker, only once a person can become drunk from it, only then does it have a din of Yayin. So Yayin Pachs Mem Yom cannot be used on the Mizbech, but Ben Mem Yom, once it reaches the point where it's 40 days old, it's been fermenting for 40 days, only then it could be used on the Mizbeach. V'al Tomit Shel Shachar Shekarav B'dalet Shos, and he was also made that with the Tomit Shel Shachar could be brought B'dalet Shos in the fourth hour of the day. Rashi explains that when did this happen? When was it Halacha L'Maisa that they ever brought the Tomit Shel Shachar so late? Right, we learned Maseches Tamid. That seems extremely late to bring the Tomit Shel Shachar. Why are they bringing it? We learned about how early they wake up and they have going, you know, the guy in charge of going around and making sure everybody gets up to get the process going on time. So what are they bringing the Tamid Shel Shachar so late for? So this is Rashi in Mishlei points out, and Tosfos Menachos discuss also in Menachos Daf Samach Dalid, that the story happened that when Shlomo married the Bas Paro on the day of the Chanukah Space HaMikdash, and she brought all sorts of musical accompaniment, and they partied all night long, they were Neir Kol HaLaila, so the next day he overslept until 4 hours into the day. So what do you need the king for to get the Beis HaMikdash open? Well, the Maftechos, the keys to the Beis HaMikdash, were under his pillow, and who's going to wake up the king on the day after his wedding? So no one wanted to wake up the king, so they got such a late start in the Beis HaMikdash that it was at Arba Shos. So that's when Basheva came into Shlomo and said, Albany, right? She gave him a whole Musar Shmuz, Ma Bri, Ma Bar Bitni, what happened to my son? What happened to the fruit of my labor that he's become so lazy and he's become distracted in his religious observance? She was very, very upset at him for that. But that was a situation where it actually came about, Lamaisa, where they needed to bring the Karban Tamid so late into the day. Tosfos Menachos says it happened in the days of Malchus Yavan when the Beis Chashmonai were fighting with each other, and Hurkanus was Mibachutz Vistarvulus Mibifnim, and every day they would lower down two boxes of Dinari Zahav outside of the walls, and they would send over the walls on the other side two sheep to be used as Karban Tamid. And one day when they gave them the boxes of gold, they sent them Gidim instead of Kvasim. So at that time HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meir Einehem, and they went into the Lishchas Atzlayim, and sure enough there were two sheep that were Mavukarim that were ready to be used for a Karban in the Lishchas Atzlayim. But by the time they figured it out, it was already too late. It was already 4 hours into, not too late, but it was already later. It was already 4 hours into the day. So again, that's where you see that the Karban Tamid could be brought so late in the day. But why do we quote all this? Because of the first Eidus. First Eidus was that Mimayin HaSaktanos, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava held, were Mimayin HaSaktanos. What does it mean, Mimayin HaSaktanos? What are different, multiple katanos that we teach to do miyun? So what did we say? That Rabbi Eliezer taught in a case where you have one girl that's a katana, one girl that's a gadola, married to two brothers, that in that case we're going to teach the katana to do miyun. We didn't mention the case of Rabbi Eliezer, more complicated, but Rabbi Eliezer held a different kind of case where we teach a katana to do miyun. So when Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, Mimayin as a katanos, Mike Tanos, Lav Chadad Rabbi Elazar v'Chadad Rabbi Eliezer, isn't he telling me that both are correct? Both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Eliezer are correct, and therefore we see Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava backs up Rabbi Eliezer. He also holds like Rabbi Eliezer, and that explains why the case of Mimayin as a katanos was not good enough to show me that we do Paschal like Rabbi Eliezer occasionally outside of Taros, because maybe the only reason we Paschal like Rabbi Eliezer in the case of Mian was because there's another Tana that holds that way. Rabbi ben Bava holds that way. Not Rabbi Elazar. We know Rabbi Elazar is holding about a different case, but Rabbi ben Bava holds that way. And that's why we needed the Mishnah in Chala to bring me another case where we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, where he has no other Tanaim that back him up, and yet we still paskin like him. Says Gemara, no. Who says Ketanos means Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Elazar's case? Lo, my Ketanos, Ketanos the Alma. Maybe it's only talking about Rabbi Elazar's case that we would that Rabbi ben Bava is saying that we would be minus Ketanos. Why do you say Ketanos in the plural? It's telling me that in any girl, and there could be dozens of girls that are found in that situation that Rabbi Elazar was talking about, we would teach them to do miyun. So says Gemara, yeah, if that's what it means, Ihachi gabi ishanami nisni nashim v'neim nashim di'alma. Then why, when it says masinas ha'isha al piyerecha, does it say it in singular? If you're talking about ketanos di'alma, we should say we let women get married al piyerecha, right? Not that there are multiple cases of women, but multiple examples of the same case, right? There could be many women that find themselves in the same predicament where they have only erecha. So let it say nashim. Elam idahacha ketani isha v'hacha ketani ketanos shema mina dafka ketani shema mina. So from the fact that it says isha in the singular, ketanos in the plural, so it must be ketanos means both Rabbi El Azar and Rabbi Eliezer's case, and that's how we see that Rabbi ben Bava in fact holds like Rabbi Eliezer's shita, and that's why we need that second Mishnah of Chala. V'cheinam Rabbi Elazar alach Rabbi Eliezer b'dalid. Rabbi Elazar also says that we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer in four cases, just like Rabbi Dor Shmuel said we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer in four cases. V'su leko, why are there no more cases where we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer? V'atran Rabbi Eliezer amalam denes ketanah shetamayin bo'avam Rabbi Elazar alach Rabbi Eliezer. Don't we see that Rabbi Elazar paskin like Rabbi Eliezer in the case of miyun as well? V'chite mekiyam Rabbi Elazar alach Rabbi Eliezer b'dalid b'seder taros al b'shar sidri ika. And if you're going to say no, when he said that we only pass like him in four cases, he meant only in Seder Taros, but outside of Seder Taros, we'll pass like him in many other cases. Umi'ika, but is that really true? Va'atanan, we have a Mishnah, Vered, Va'kofer, Va'alotus, Va'ktaf, Yeshlan, Shvius, Ludmeyan, Shvius. Halacha is that Shemitah should apply to fruits. So these are things that are not quite fruits, that are somewhere in the ballpark of fruits, but not exactly. So Yeshlan, Shvius, Ludmeyan, Shvius. They all have a din of Shvius. Yeshlan, Biru, Ludmeyan, Beer. They all have a din of beer. From Rabbi Das Mantana Katfa Pira, who's the one that says Ktaf, that the sap is considered a fruit? Rabbi Eliezer, it's Rabbi Eliezer. From Rabbi Zera Chazid Minach Umeavucha Kasharisu Katfali Alma. So Rabbi Zera said, I see between you and your father, you're going to allow Ktaf to the world. Why? Atam Mantana Katfa Pira, Rabbi Eliezer. You're the one that says that it's only Rabbi Eliezer who holds that Ktaf is a pri. Vavuch Amar Alach Rabbi Eliezer Bedalit. But your father says that the halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer in only four cases. So if Rabbi Eliezer is the one that says ketaf is a pri, and therefore it's subject to all the halachas of peros, but we never paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, except for the four cases we mentioned on Zayin Amud Beis, so then we know not to paskin this way. We know to hold that ketaf is not a pri. Now, if it were true that this statement of Rabbi Elazar, that we only paskin like Rabbi Eliezer in four cases, is talking about only in Seder Taros, but outside of Seder Taros there are other cases that we paskin like him, well, that should have been the response. He should have responded, no, when my father Rabbi Elazar says that we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, that means in Seder Taros we don't paskin like him outside of those four cases. But maybe about whether Ketaf is a pre or not, maybe that we would paskin like Rabbi Elazar. Ella kashahi, but what are we going to do about the miyun case? He did paskin like him in the miyun case, so how could he say we only paskin like him in four cases? Mishum dekai Rabbi Elazar kavase. He paskin like him in the miyun case because Rabbi Elazar held that way. Titan Rabbi Elazar malam nes katana shetumayin bo. Because as we pointed out before, Rabbi Elazar also said we teach a katana to do miyun. What? Umi kai? Is Rabbi Elazar saying the same thing as Rabbi Elazar? Vatsukum etzuchinu velo damin ladadi. We already said that Rabbi Eliezer saying that we teach a katana to do miyun, and Rabbi Elazar saying we teach a katana to do miyun sound the same, but they're talking about two totally different cases. So you have no idea that Rabbi Elazar passed like Rabbi Eliezer. So rather, it must be because Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava assumes like Rabbi Eliezer. That's why Miyun is not a case where we're passing really like Rabbi Eliezer. We're really passing like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Okay, period. So says the Gemara, wait a second. The Suleka, are there really no more cases where we pass on like Rabbi Eliezer? Again, we said there are only four. So how can you say there are no more cases? Vatnan, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Bracha Revi'is Bifnei Atzma. Rabbi Akiva says that when you say Havdalah in davening on Motzai Shabbos, Motzai Yom Tov, you say it as the fourth bracha in davening as its own separate bracha in Shemon Esrei. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Omra Bahoda'a. Rabbi Lazar says you say it in the bracha of Hoda'a. V'Amr Rabbi Lazar, Halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Lazar says that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. So don't you see, here's a case in Aruch Chaim, outside of Taros, where we're paskening like Rabbi Eliezer. Another example where we pasken like Rabbi Eliezer. There is a Tosos, Mesach's Kiddushin, Daf Yud Chasam Beis, that tells us that we're always makdim, that we never find that we're mocked in Divrei Rabbi Akiva or Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That whenever you have a conversation, Rabbi Akiva never comes before Rabbi Eliezer. So some of the Achronim point out, this seems to be an exception. Because over here you have Rabbi Akiva says, Bracha Revi'is Bifnei Atzma, and then Rabbi Eliezer comes. Whereas normally the rule is, we're always mocked in Rabbi Eliezer to Rabbi Akiva. So in the Birei Daf over here, he quotes from a Sefer, Zuchus Yitzchak. I'm not sure, I never heard of it. Zuchus Yitzchak, because Miyashev, that what Tosfos means to say is that Rabbi Akiva, we would never have Rabbi Akiva coming before Rabbi Eliezer without a good reason for it. But when there's a good reason to have a dafka set in this order, so then we can break the rule. And over here, the reason is very obvious. We're going through the Seder HaBrachos of the Shemon Esrei. Tanakama holds we included in the bracha of Atachonein. Rabbi Akiva goes a little bit further, says, no, let it be its own separate bracha, and in the fourth as a fourth bracha. And Rabbi Eliezer holds Kolol Bahoda, which is much later in Shemon Esrei. Furthermore, over there we're talking about Inyani Agada. Tosfos is talking about a Divrei Halacha. Bederech Klal, the Halacha is always like the latter opinion. And also, we want to be Messiah B'davar Tov, and that's why over there we're Messiah with Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, but anyway, let's see over here. So says the Gemara, don't we see that this is another example of passing like Rabbi Eliezer? Amr Rabbi Abba, who Amr Mishum Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel. No, that was something he was saying. The Din by Abdallah is what he was saying in the name of Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel. Rabbi Eliezer was quoting from Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel. Titani Rabbi Kiva Omer, Omer Bracha Revi'is Bifnei Atzma, Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel Omer, Omer Bahoda'a. We find that there is this other Tana, Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel, who holds that you say it in Hoda'a, and therefore it's not Rabbi Eliezer's own opinion. If it were his own opinion, maybe we wouldn't pass like it. But he's quoting it from Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel. Frankly, Gemara Vakashish Mine Tuva, but Rabbi Eliezer is much older than Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel. How could he be quoting from Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel? Rashi explains that the Raya is, that the Raya that Rabbi Eliezer is older than Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel is because Rabbi Eliezer was the Bal Achoso of Rabbi Gamliel, who was the father of Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel. So he was the brother-in-law of Rabbi Gamliel, which means he was Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel's uncle. So if he was his uncle, he must be older. Since when is that a rule, that uncles have to be older than the nephews? My son has two boys in his class. One of them is the uncle of the other one, and the uncle is a little bit younger than the nephews. It happens like that sometimes. People have a lot of children that are far apart in age, so it could happen like that. How's that a raya that he was older than him? So Tulsa says different. Tulsa says the raya is like that Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel says that later on, that Nirin Divrei Reb Meir, sounds like he was around in the days of Reb Meir, which was way after Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer had already died in the days of Reb Meir, so it must be that Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel is much younger. So why would the older sage quote the younger sage, right? How could we say that Rabbi Eliezer is just echoing the shita of Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel, who's so much younger than him? So Elam Yishum Dekai Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel B'shita Sei. Now the point is the opposite. The reason why we pass like Rabbi Eliezer over here is because Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel followed Rabbi Eliezer. Love Dafka that Rabbi Eliezer followed Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel. Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel followed Rabbi Eliezer, and that's enough to say that we would paskin like Rabbi Eliezer over here because he has enough support from another Tana. So, frankly, Mar Mikai, does he really paskin like him? Vatanya, but we have a Bryce that says as follows: Or Yom Kippur Misfal Shavu Misvade on the night of Yom Kippur. by Marav on Yom Kippur night, on Kol Nidre night. You say Shemon Esrei with seven brachos, and you say Vidoy and Shemon Esrei. Shachros Mesval Shevim Mesvada. Shachros again, seven brachos Shemon Esrei with Vidoy. Mus Mesval Shevim Mesvada. Mincha Mesval Shevim Mesvada. Bnei Ilim Mesval Shevim Mesvada. Ba Arvis, and then Marav on Motzoy Yom Kippurim. You would think, of course, you would do a regular Shemon Esrei. Mesval Sheva Me'ein Shemon Esrei. No, you say seven brachos Shemon Esrei, first three, last three, and then you include all the middle brachos in one long bracha. Rabbi Chanina Megamliel Mishemavosav Omer Mispal Shmona Esrei Mnishat Tzarech Omer Havdala Be Chonein Hadas. Rabbi Chanina Megamliel says, now you need to say all 18 brachos because Havdala, the bracha of Havdala in Shmona Esrei, has to be added in to Chonein Hadas. But Rabbi Eliezer said it's supposed to be added in Hodala, and we said Rabbi Chanina Megamliel Paskins like Rabbi Eliezer. So how can we say Rabbi Chanina Megamliel Paskins like Rabbi Eliezer? Over here we have Beferish. Rabbi Chanina Megamliel says you say Havdala in Chonein Hadas. So I'm Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, you are Mishemavosav Leilos Firulei. No, it doesn't say that Rabbi Chanina Megamliel says to say it in Chonein Hadas. It says Rabbi Chanina Megamliel Mishum Avosav says to say it in Chonein Hadas. But Rabbi Chanina Megamliel personally would hold like Rabbi Eliezer that you would say it in Hoda'a. He says, what, do you not hold that Rabbi Eliezer is the only one that holds that ketaf has a din of fruit, that sap has a din of fruit? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hamamed Bisraf Arla Aser. Rabbi Eliezer is the one that says that if you somehow curdle cheese using sap of a tree that's Arla, then it's Aser. Now, what's the Yisur of Arla? The Yisur of Arla is fruits that grow on a tree in the first 3 years after the planting of the tree that has a din of Arla. So if you use the sap of a tree, why should that Aser anything? It must be that he's holding that sap has a din of fruit. And who is holding this way? Rabbi Eliezer. It's Rabbi Eliezer that holds the Mamed Bistraf Arla is Aser. So how could you say otherwise? How could you think it's anybody but Rabbi Eliezer who thinks that sap has a din of pri? So Afilutem Rabbanan says, well, no, we could even be saying it's going like the Rabbanan. I can look like Rabbanan led Rabbi Eliezer El Bekat for the Gavza. There are different, sap can come from different parts. When sap comes from the bark, so then the Chacham are going to disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. But when you're talking about sap from the fruit, then everyone will agree that it has a din of fruit itself. The Tanan, Nam Rabbi Yeshua, Shamati Beferish, Shamamid Bistrafa Olin, Bistrafa Ikrin, Mutter. If you curdle cheese using the sap of the leaves, the sap of the roots, that's mutter. But if you start using the sap of the developing fruits, that's going to be asr, because that's considered to be a pri. So even the Rabban will agree to that, that sap that comes from a pri does itself have a din of a pri. So says Rav Yibayisema, keep the Rabban alayd Rabbi Eliezer, b'ilan ho'saperos. Or maybe the Rabban only disagree with Rabbi Eliezer when you're dealing with a tree that produces fruit. So why would the sap be considered fruit? Let the fruits be considered fruit. But if the tree does not produce fruit, then even the Rabban will be modded Rabbi Eliezer that the sap of such a tree is the fruit of such a tree, because the fruit is what its primary production is. And if it doesn't produce real fruit, so then the primary production is sap, the sap would have a din of fruit. You see, the Chum say explicitly that the ketaf has a din of the fruit. So man chacham lav rabbanan de pligel ed Rabbi Eliezer. Who are these chacham? Obviously, it's the rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. So it's not just Rabbi Eliezer who holds that sap could have a din of fruit. The chacham could also hold sap could have a din of fruit, but they would hold only in limited circumstances that the sap of the fruit or the sap of a tree that's not producing fruit, something like that. Not all sap, but they would also agree the ketaf has a din of a pri. Period. Amalei usaba. Hachiyam Rabbi Yochanan, man chachamim, Rabbi Eliezer, damar katfu, zayu perio. No, who says that the chachamim that say sap has din of fruit is the chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Eliezer? Maybe chachamim is code word for Rabbi Eliezer himself. Maybe he's just saying the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. E Rabbi Eliezer says, "When I put Rabbi Eliezer, my area Elon Shaino Sapri, I feel Elon Haosapri Katfu Zeo Perio." Now, if it were Rabbi Eliezer, then we wouldn't say a tree that doesn't produce fruit, the sap has a din of fruit, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, even if a tree does produce fruit, the sap would have a din of fruit. So says Umar, it's still not a rai. Maybe these Rabban are Rabbi Eliezer, and he's just trying to say, even according to your Shita, at least you should admit to me in a case where the tree doesn't produce produce anything else. Rabbi Elazar will be saying, I personally hold that even if the tree does produce fruits, the sap still has the number of fruit. But even according to you, but at least you should admit to me that when the tree does not produce fruit, that the sap has dinner fruit. For Rabbanon, I'm a little shnan. The Rabbanon say, no, we disagree. We think no sap whatsoever has the dinner fruit. So the Mishnah said that the definition of basula in regards to daya shaita is not what we normally think of as a basula, a girl who's never had bia. It meant a girl who never reached the age of ever seeing dam yet. So Tan Rabbanan nises v'rasa dam machmas nisuin, yolda v'rasa dam machmas leida. A girl gets married and she sees dam chimud from the nisuin, or she has a baby and there's dam that comes out with the leida. Adayin ani kori la basula. She basula shari basula shamru basula's dam v'lo basula's Basulim. She would still be called a Basula in regards to Daya Shaita. Because when we say Basula, we mean Basula's Damim, not a Basula's Basulim. We don't mean a girl who hasn't had Bia, we mean a girl who's never had a period yet. So, frankly, Gemara, is that really a viable definition of the word Basula? Do we ever find that the word Basula means that? Eini, Vamrav Kana, Tana Gimel Basulos Hein, we were taught that there are three definitions of the word Basula. There's Basulas Adam, Basulas Karka, Basulas Shikma. There's human Basulos, there's land Basulos, and there's shikma tree basulas. Basulas Adam calls Machlo Nivola. Whenever we talk about a human being and we say a human being is a basula, it means someone who has not yet had bia. Nafkamina, the coin gadol, inami luksub masayim. And there are two nafkaminas la halacha, whether a girl is a basula, can she marry a coin gadol, and how much money is her ksuba worth. Basulas karka calls Machlo Nevda. When we talk about a basulas karka, we mean land that has never been worked. L'may nafkamina, nafkamina l'nachal eisan, inami l'mekach u'memkar. Nafkamina is a kasha for nachal eisan where you need to bring the egg la'rufa, or not nafkamina if you tell someone you're selling them basulas karka, you need to know what the definition is. Basulas shikma calls manchalo niktsa. Basulas shikma means a sycamore tree that's never been cut. Nafkamina l'mekach u'memkar. Nafkamina would be for mekach u'memkar, inami l'miktsa b'shvias, or to cut it during Shemitah. K'dnan ein kotz in basulas shikma b'shvias m'nei shi'avoda. They're not allowed to be kotz Besulas Shikma during Shemitah year because it's considered Avodah Sakarka. But if there is this fourth definition of Besula that in that you could refer to a girl who's never seen Dam yet as a Besula, so why doesn't it make the list of the three Besulos? So the Gemara is going to give four different answers. Number one, Amar of Nachman Reitzel Kiktani Midi Delas Leishem Livoy of Midi Dis Leishem Livoy Lo Katani. A Besulas Damim has an extra name. We're talking about there are three things that are called Besula, just Stam, but something that has a shame levoy, we don't mention on the list. Rav Sheshes Breid Rav Idi Amar second answer Kikatani Midi Tali B'Maisa Midi Lo Tali B'Maisa Lo Katani. We're talking about things that relate to doing an action. The Basula's Dam is no action. It's just an issue of whether she saw Dam by herself by itself. It came or didn't come. So that's why it doesn't make the list. Rav Chanina Breid Rav Ika third answer Amar Kikatani Midi Lo Hadil B'Briyaso Midi Tadil B'Briyaso Lo Katani. All the cases of Basula that we mention are cases that don't go back to the way they were, but a basula's damim does go back to the way she was. Eventually, she stops seeing blood. Ravina Amar Ki Katani Midi Kapara Leizvina Midi Lo Kapara Leizvina Lo Katani. That we're only mentioning things that people who are purchasing it or are getting involved with it are going to care about it. But a basula's damim, what do you care if she's ever seen dam or not? So says Mar Velo Kapti. What you think people don't care if the woman they're marrying has ever seen dam or not? Vatani Rabbi Ki Amar Kshem Shasar Yafali Sakach Dam Yafali Ish. It's good for a woman to have seen dam. The reason it's good is that if a woman bleeds a lot, she's likely to have a lot of children. So, of course, people are makbid about it. Now, we're mentioning things that people dafka want. The kind of basula that we're talking about, a basula's damim, is not the kind of basula anyone would want because she doesn't see dam, and it's not going to be a good omen for having children. What is Basulas Karka? Kol Shemala Rashushin Veina Farah Tichuach. If it's growing Rashushin, I'm not sure what the best translation of Rashushin is, and the dirt doesn't become loose. Nimtza B'Cheres B'Yaduah Shnevda Tzunma Harezu Basulas Karka. And you find a cheres in it, and you know that it had hard rock in it, so then that's called Basulas Karka. It has to have a certain hardness to the ground for it to be a sign of Basulas Karka. Okay, Mr. Tomorrow, we'll pick up at the two dots.